And welcome back to another episode of Intentional Inclusion with me, Donna, Dr. Donna Dehan, the diversity doctor. I'm so grateful you are here. And I'm so excited to share the content today because I've been thinking about this one for a while. And I think it's easy to sort of get bogged down in the what we don't have mindset of understanding what it feels like not to work in a diverse and inclusive space and wanting to change that. And I know that that's why you're listening to this podcast today, because it's something you're passionate about and it's something you want to have impact on, as do I. But I've realized that it's easy to kind of focus on what we don't have. And I wanted to just start by thinking about what would a diverse and inclusive workplace feel like. And maybe you work there already, so you can add to this. But for me, it would be somewhere that I want to go. It's a space that I want to go to be in. So that doesn't mean I have to be in the office all the time. But if I work in a diverse and inclusive organization, I look forward to being at work. I think a lot of the time we're trying to get this work-life balance, and I think that's pretty much impossible. I think it's integration and it's about a flow. And I want to work somewhere where it doesn't feel like work, where it feels joyful and it gives me energy to be in that space, somewhere that I feel I can positively contribute to, that my perspectives and opinions are heard and valued. And that's not to say that I am always right, because of course I'm not. I'm human. And I have a growth mindset, so I'm always looking to evolve and understand from different people. But I would hope that my contribution is valued and for what it is, and that it's listened to. I want to feel like when I go into a meeting, I'm there for a reason. I know why I'm there. I feel included in that space. I feel heard. I understand what's going on. That's how I feel included. I don't want to feel spoken over or ignored or unappreciated. And so it's really not that difficult to kind of imagine what a diverse and inclusive place would be like. I love being around people that intellectually challenge me and that are further ahead than I am. And so I can aspire to learn from them and grow and feed off their energy. So I can close my eyes and imagine what that diverse and inclusive place would look like. The energy, the communication style, the way we interact with each other, the way we solve problems, come up with solutions, have friendly banter, have time to connect with each other, that it's not this kind of conveyor belt of machine-like working. And so with that in mind, we're thinking about what it would be like to want to go to work, to enjoy going to work, which I do, by the way. I'm very fortunate because this is the career that I've created and the work environment that I've created. And this is very important to me. Most of us who want to create that kind of environment at some point get involved with creating a D&I program. And that's what I want to talk about today a little bit more, is what is a D&I program and how can we make sure it works? I'm feeling a lot of conviction or pull to talk about energy. And so that's why I decided to call this episode Energize and Elevate Your D&I Program, because I feel like I've been talking a bit about fatigue and burnout and what it's like not to have a D&I environment. And so I'm flipping it. Now we're going to talk about exactly what it feels like to want to get up in the morning and go to work, to end the day feeling energized that you've contributed and you feel valued for what you've done in that day, and you're looking forward to what's coming the next day. And if we look at D&I programs, they tend to be a combination of initiatives or policies or training that is trying to get us to that place. The best intention is there. these programs are put together, the trainings are put together because we want the outcome. We want a diverse and inclusive culture. What I have found, however, is that most D&I programs tend to come from a position of throwing spaghetti at the wall. So it's with the best will and intention ever, we're going to try this, we're going to do this, we're going to do unconscious bias training, and we're going to review this, and we're going to start an employment resource group, and we're going to do an event for International Women's Day, and we're doing all the things, and that's super energizing to begin with, and it's exciting, and you feel the momentum and the movement of doing that kind of thing. But what happens is, if we don't see the return on the investment for those efforts, that's when we start to feel a little bit disheartened, a little bit distracted. I'm doing all these things, we're doing all these things as an organization, and nothing's really changing, and you can't keep going at that pace. So it's about being intentional with your D&I program, so that you absolutely can get the rewards and the impact and the feedback that you want from all the effort that you're putting in. And in order to do that, I always start with helping organizations understand their why for D&I. I love Simon Sinek's work. I've talked about this numerous times on the podcast before, and I will do a whole episode on it, but it's about starting with why. Why does D&I matter to you and your organization specifically? Because it could and should be different for every different organization out there. So we're not talking about this high level lip service because it's the right thing to do, because everybody else is doing it, because there's politically a sort of movement towards it, because society expects it from us. It's not that. That's not going to stick. That's not going to be aligned. It's about figuring out why for you specifically. What element of D&I are you looking at, and why does it matter to you? In the same way as you would make conscious decisions about your marketing strategy or your finance budget for the year. Like, you don't just come up with a financial budget because, well, everybody else has a financial budget and this organization is spending this amount of money, so yeah, let's just set our target at the same. No, you wouldn't do that, right? You don't just copy a marketing campaign from somebody else and roll it out because you hope it will be as successful as it is for them. At least I hope you don't. You consider and you build a marketing strategy and your financial planning according to your organization's needs, wants, aspirations, desires. Where are you going to? Where are you now? Where do you want to go to? And it's the same for D&I, right? So starting with your why, where are we? Where do we want to get to is so important. Why are we doing this? I've said this before, but as an external consultant in D&I, I am literally the why in the room all the time. So just think of me and this podcast and just constantly asking you why, why? Because until you can answer that, you can't properly get to the point where you're like, it's in our DNA. This is just what we do. Okay, so we're going to start with our why. Then you're going to spend time thinking about what is it that you want to achieve from your D&I program? What is it you want to achieve and what is it that you can achieve? And they're both incredibly important, but they're different things. Not one is not worth more than the other. What you want to achieve is your bigger picture, and what you can achieve is a little bit more smart in terms of specific, measurable and kind and realistic and all those juicy bits, okay? So you can have your big audacious goal of we want to have 50% diversity representation at the C-suite. But what we can do for now, and we are absolutely working towards that, but what we can do for now is look at our succession planning and make sure our pipeline is bias-free and make sure that we have diversity across the different levels of our organization. We're going to start figuring out what our numbers look like, what is possible, and then we're going to set realistic targets because we're going to move from awareness to action to accountability, right? And so you take your why, you set your SMART goals, and then you do it. You just get on with it. But it's very intentional. So I just want this to be a short, quick, energetic episode because I want everybody to wake up on a Monday morning and think, yes, I get to go and work there because that's an amazing place to work. And I get to contribute and I get to work with brilliant people and I don't have to second guess who I am or how I turn up. I'm respected, I feel safe, I can contribute. This place is innovative, it's exciting. Maybe it's because it's like still winter here in the Netherlands and I'm desperate for spring. I'm looking at some beautiful daffodils that I've got next to my desk because I'm ready for that energy of spring. I'm ready for that kind of anything is possible. And look at what's happening and look at what's flourishing. And I want to set you up so that you can do that, right? So that you can have that in your organization. And so we're going to get very specific about, yeah, setting you up for the right path. So awareness, action, accountability is what I talk about all the time. If you'd love to dive into this topic a little bit more and I can give you some more practical takeaways, why not join me for a free masterclass that's coming up this month? I'll put a link in the show notes. Just sign up, take the action today, sign up. I appreciate that time is our most precious resource. You may not be able to attend the live event, and that's perfectly fine. I absolutely understand. But at least signing up will give you access to the recording. And it's another opportunity for me to walk you through that path of how to get there. So this is something I've been in the position of throwing spaghetti at the wall. I had the best intentions. I wanted something to stick. And over my 20-year experience in this field, I've learned how to decide which bits will stick and when and why. And I just want to be able to share that with you to give you the shortcuts to success, because I want us to have our most impactful year ever. Okay, so it's short and sharp this week. Hopefully it's been full of energy and you can take that and you can take action today. Sign up for the masterclass, find out more about what we can do together, and let's keep doing this together. Let's keep moving in the right direction. Bye.